Welcome to the Career Mindset Podcast, how to beat your after-lunch energy slump.
Today's episode will focus on the consequences of low energy at work, some common causes, and some valuable tips on how to boost our energy levels at work. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello, hello. We are delighted to have with us a very dear friend of mine and an expert in nutrition and diet, Anna. Anna, welcome to our podcast episode today. So welcome. Anna, will share with us. Hi. Sorry. Anna will share with us insights on how to maximize our afternoons. And the reason, of course, I'm so happy to invite you, Anna, today is because I experience an afternoon energy slump almost every afternoon. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who experience the same feeling. And I was wondering if there's something we can do about it. But guys, don't worry, we have Anna today with us, and she's going to answer all of our questions. Are you ready to start, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, Christina, over to you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, until Fenya mentioned that she's having these afternoon slumps, I didn't know what they were, but I can assure you that I experienced them too. So, Anna, guide us. What are the signs of the afternoon energy slump? How do I know if I'm suffering from this?
The afternoon slump is when we feel tired or groggy. We might yawn many times, feel ready for snap, or we can't concentrate on our work, even we still have some time to finish our work. Although it's a common experience nowadays, I believe that most of us have had the same feeling. The afternoon slump appears between 1 and 4 p.m. or sometimes it lasts until 5 to 6 p.m. for some people. Actually, I believe it depends on the lifestyle and the country we live in. I know that afternoon slump can be a problem when we are at work, on the road, during studying, or looking after kids.
Wow. Is that why, like, we have siestas, in Greece and Spain, I guess? So,
I usually feel it after my lunch. I don't know if it's the meal that create this feeling, but now I would like to share my story. I'll try to keep it short. So I have noticed that when, for example, I haven't slept, or when I feel tired and it's a low of energy, then my critical inner voice gets louder and start complaining, and I start thinking negatively. So then automatically I'm seeking gratification through food, because I don't know why. I believe that only food can give me some energy, the time. But again, I don't know if it's for real. So Anna, can you tell us more about this connection between food and mindset, or low energy and psychology?
Yes, food and mindset are directly related to each other. The truth is that our mind always wants to feel good, so one of the most common ways is to use food. The right combination of food can help us produce serotonin, which helps us feel euphoria, happier, and more relaxed. This hormone is responsible for boosting mood. The common way to produce serotonin by food is to consume fresh food, such as salads or fruits, with food that contain vegetable or animal protein, and also starchy food like rice, or in general food that come from grains.
Ah, that's why I seek like for something quite fatty or sugary, just to give me that kick, right? That what Fenya was talking about, you know, seeking gratification. So excellent. Thank you, Anna. And little did I know, But what are then the common causes for the energy slump, actually? Why does it happen to us? Are there any reasons?
Yes, there are many reasons that make us experience an afternoon slump. First of all, insufficient night sleep. Consistently not sleeping enough in the evening can lead to significant sleep debt. Experiencing sleep debt affects our ability to stay awake and alert during the day. Second, circadian rhythm is the way how our body adjusts when we feel alert and when we feel tired. Our circadian rhythm is affected from light exposure and sleep patterns in general. Unfortunately, shift work, waking up early for work and using electronic devices which emit this bright blue color can disrupt this circle. Lack of daily movement also. Low activity in 2022. Most of the jobs.
Tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, most of the jobs are sedentary, of course, in nowadays. This way of living can lead to low energy, to low levels. Also, another common cause for the energy slump is, of course, also stress.
It was time.
Being stressed at work and in everyday life can affect our body's ability to stay alert and refreshed. The body needs moments of relaxation every day, and it would be ideal many times during the day. Also, it is important to keep in mind that stress can also negatively impact the amount of sleep at night. Fifth, there are human cases that have medical condition like an autoimmune disorder. That's why they may feel more tired during the day. Another common cause for the energy slump is hormone levels that fluctuate throughout the day. For example, hormone cortisol, as night falls, it decreases. And that could be a reason to feel that our energy levels are falling as daylight falls. Mm-hmm. Finally, another reason I need to mention, of course, as a dietitian, is unbalanced meals. Eating lots of street carbs that are high in sugar and carbohydrates. As an example of these, food are pastas, of course, or sweets. This spikes our blood sugar. This triggers the release of large amount of insulin into our bloodstream. These dietary choices cause our blood sugar to plummet and we feel exhausted, hungry, fatigue, or lethargy.
Wow, I had no idea for many of these reasons you mentioned. Thank you for that. And please tell us now, what are the initial steps one can take in order to change a lifestyle habitual pattern that causes this energy slump in the afternoon?
There are so many things we can do, I believe, as a nutritionist, in order to prevent the after-lunch energy slump. One of the main steps one needs to take is physical activity. Get up and move around.
Yes.
Why not? I understand that to the ears of the listener, it may sound funny, but it works. Do some stretching for the back, for the neck, even for the face. Go out for a walk if your time is pressing. About 5 to 10 minutes can help to reduce energy slump. If you find a spot where the sun hits, it's much better for your body and for your energy levels. You will understand the difference immediately. Explore ways to manage your stress. Of course, exercise, as I mentioned above, will help, but there are plenty of ways can help you manage it. For example, meditation. Have you considered making meditation shots while you work? Why not try it when you feel that your energy falls? A lot of people have reported that they have tried it and seen results. If you search on the internet, you will find many small videos for meditation. Believe me, you do not need much time to try it.
Awesome.
Yes, make sure you are drinking enough water because dehydration can cause fatigue. If dehydration is a contributing factor to your afternoon fatigue, make it a habit to keep a reasonable bottle of water handy and sip from it regularly. Of course, why not just take a break?
Kit Kat, guys.
Yes, yes.
If you feel that your productivity at work is falling, take short breaks in order for your attention at your work to remain at high levels. Or another idea is when you feel your focus fading, switch to something else for 30 about minutes. It is important for all of us to have a healthy diet, with a focus on Mediterranean diet. Healthy snacks help produce fuel to keep your body going. Mm-hmm. Also, someone who is experiencing post-lunch energy dip needs to make sure that he gets good quality sleep. Most adults should sleep for 7 or more hours each night. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine notes that while sleeping for 7 to 9 hours should be sufficient for most healthy adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us that again.
7 or more hours, please, for adults.
Absolutely. So, guys, I hope you're paying attention here. A lot of amazing, amazing, amazing advice here. But Anna, what are your dietary secrets that you recommend to energize our afternoons? Like, what would you eat to keep us going? Tell us some secrets.
As a dietitian, there are a lot of food choices to avoid energy slump in the afternoon. First of all, we will focus on food which is high in energy in order to boost our body, like nuts. For example, uncooked and unsalted almonds, walnuts, pecan, macadamia, or any other nuts we desire. With nuts, we could also make healthy choices like cereal bars with nuts and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Another great food that we will agree we love it and we must consume in moderation is, of course, chocolate.
Oh, tell me more. We are allowed to eat chocolate after.
Yeah.
Yes.
Preferably dark chocolate, which is healthier. Yes. It's much healthier. Yes. And also contains small amounts of caffeine that can stimulate us.
Mm-hmm.
However, one of our most basic choices to energize our afternoon is fresh food, such as fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables contain essential vitamins and minerals, which play an important role in energy production. Why not add a side bowl of vegetables or fruits of your choice? Vegetables such as carrots, celeries, or cucumber also makes very easy snacks when cut into sticks.
That's true.
Yes.
A low-fat yogurt in combination with all choices, as I mentioned above, with a chopped fruit, a little honey, nuts, and cinnamon is an excellent choice.
And a delicious one as well.
Mm. Yeah. We can also turn the snack also into a liquid form by making a wonderful smoothie. Adding low-fat milk or plant-based milk like soya or almond milk will make us a very healthy and tasty smoothie.
Yes.
Also, chewing gums with strong mild flavor like peppermint are stimulating, and the act of chewing helps the brain fight feeling of lethargy. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
I love that.
Also, yes, it's very tasty and it's very helpful. Also, a cup of green tea or other herbs is quite helpful in order to give us energy, and it is not a bad idea to add a little honey to get extra energy. Finally, it's very important to be careful not to eat a big lunch, because this will make us drowsy in the next few hours.
Wow. And I was just saying, just before we started, right, that that all these tips really help, like, to keep our mouths busy, which is like an interesting concept, right? I was telling you, we have a word in Japanese called kuchisabishi, which is like, my mouth is lonely, so I'm just eating because I'm not hungry, but I want my mouth occupied. And the chewing gum is like a perfect example of that.
Yes,
right?
It's very helpful.
There were some surprising options on what things I thought we shouldn't eat, but actually we're allowed to eat it in order to give us that energy that we need for the energy slump. Fenya, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I'm going to order a lot of packs of gums to have.
And nuts and all of it. Brilliant.
Yes. Anything else, Christina? Anything else you want to ask?
No, I was very surprised, and I'm glad, Fenya, you brought this topic, to the Career Mindset podcast, because we all suffer from it, especially in cultures where we don't have that afternoon break, that siesta break. Like in Greece and in Spain, I know shops close during that time in order to give people the ability to rest, recover, so that they can have a late night shift, right? But in the Anglo-Saxon culture, we don't have that break. And I think we suffer quite a bit of an energy slump. And then it's very demotivating.
Exactly. So, because of this fast pace here in London, especially. And because, I mean, there's not any time to get some rest or relax. We need it to learn things and take care of our bodies and our minds as well.
And energy is something that really, I loved what you said, Fenya, about how your critical voice takes over when you don't have energy. Whereas when you do have energy, then you can manage that negativity. Mm-hmm. And food and mindset can actually have a huge impact in how to manage that energy slump. So thanks to Anna, we have some really powerful tips and some scientifically based advice, right, on how to tackle that. So over back to Fenya to close us off.
Thank you, Christina. So yeah, it seems that managing the physical aspect and lifestyle aspect as well of our energy production has a direct impact on our psychology and mindset. So which in essence is our productivity and perception of the quality of our life. Thank you, Anna, for your amazing tips today. And we hope we hope our listeners will find handy and useful to boost their careers in 2022. Of course, we will have your contact details if anyone else wants to find you and ask you any questions, anything they may need. And thank you once again. Thank you, guys, for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
This was the Career Mindset Podcast with Fenya and Christina, the duet that is helping you thrive in your career and live a greater life.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if so, please rate it on iTunes. Feel free to ask us any questions you have or topics you want to discuss. We'd love you to connect with us at LaRoute Coaching and Eudaimonia Coaching UK on social media. Check our podcast description for our details, and we hope to see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.